innocent lamb on the altar. He paid for my sin with his blood. Oh, I'm forever indebted to this great sacrifice by the power of God's wonderful love. Oh, but death couldn't keep the advantage, even death on an old wooden cross. For he rose from the grave with the power to save. By the wonderful love, oh, that wonderful love. By the wonderful love of God.
Tell you, that's exactly what we've been doing here. We've been praying. And so if you think we disappeared, we didn't disappear. We just went to the mountain from whence
right.
Our help comes from.
Amen.
And we just have given over all of you and all of this ministry back into the hands of God. We had a wonderful time of prayer. I thank the team, David, for anointing me. And we just have dedicated this ministry anew and afresh to the work and the will of the Father. And we're not ashamed to say that we are fully surrendered and willing to follow as he guides us.
Amen.
The phone lines are open. The number is 888-221-8990. And this is Prayer and Share, and it's Friday. And as you know, this has been the last day of Prayer and Share over many years. And we've heard from many of our friends and family, but many we have not yet heard from. And so this morning, we are right now at $119,683. We're on our way to $195,000. We just had a call a few moments ago from Dean in Palm City. Dean, thank you so much for listening. And thank you for your one-time pledge of $50. We're going to add that in. And we're going to get to the phones here as you call in. The number again is 888-221-8990. You can go to the website, wcno.com, or you can text WCNO to 24365. Once again, we're going to go through the numbers of where we are. We started a week ago Monday, and at that time we started with zero on our budget. As far as income, we had a zero budget. We need to have a budget of $195,000 to cover the next 6 months. And so we began that Monday morning. We worked through the week. We worked Saturday. And sometimes we're busier. Sometimes we're slower. Sometimes we had people coming in. We've had a lot of activity in the station.
Yes, we have.
Think about what has come into this ministry. In the last several days, we've had many people. I've been at just a few prayer and shares, but I don't remember so many people coming into the station and just being a part with what we're doing. And maybe that's happened before, I don't know, but I believe the Lord is moving and God is touching people's hearts. We have more volunteers that are coming around. They're learning the ropes, they're learning how to do things. And so we're, you know, that's a great, great thing to have more volunteers. I believe the Lord wants us to raise up a trained, equipped army to do the work of God here at the station. So we will start with who the Lord sends and begin to equip them to be able to do the things that need to be done for this ministry to move forward. And of course, we've had people bringing in food. That's been quite fine. We've enjoyed that. And I've had some people tell me years ago that's the way it was here. So, you know, I probably just came in a little different season. But Tom has retired. He is in Georgia. And we are here, and God is calling us to move forward. Will you join me this morning? Will you join in the work of the Lord with us this morning? And will you call us? Let us know what the Lord is putting on your heart. I believe that some of you have a word already. You know what the Lord is prompting you to do. And let me just say that God may prompt you to do something extravagant. It may stretch your faith. It may be something different than you've given before. God may direct you to give less than you've given before. But whatever the Lord directs you to do, would you join me in being obedient and faithful this morning? The number again is 888-221-8990. The number is 888-221-8990. And we're going to look into some scripture when I come back in just a few moments. Some scripture the Lord was ministering to me this morning in my quiet time. And I believe it is relevant to the expanding and expanded work of God that God desires to see happen in the state of Florida. And I believe this is part of what you will recognize as being the desire of God. And we ask you to call in, be a part with us this morning. Many have called, many have given, and that has brought us a long ways. We're well over the 100,000 mark. We're on our way to the 195,000. And of course, I know that one person could write the check. One person could write a check for $75,000 $317. I understand one of you could do that. And there probably are a number of you that could do that. But I'm not sure that's what God is saying today. But whatever the Lord puts on your heart is only what you should do. And we are excited to be a part with you in this great ministry. And we are partners together. I'm here for a season. You're here for a season. We've had some letters of families. There's retirement coming up. There's moves coming up. Some have already moved out of the state. Others are coming in. Many new listeners and new givers are coming alongside of us in this ministry. But you may say, well, what is the future going to be like? Well, the future is going to continue to lift up Jesus Christ. I'll assure you of that. We will continue to endeavor to bring you the best of the spoken word that is available to us at this station. We will continue to bring you biblically balanced truth to the best of our ability, and we will seek to bring you the best music in the kingdom of God. We will not just give you the same song. We will not just give you the same 40 songs, 50 songs, 100 songs, but we as a good teacher will pull from the past and pull from the current. And this is what God has called us to do. Many of you say, we love the music. Right, Karen? You
That's
get messages.
Correct.
We
yes.
love
yeah.
the music. We love the music. Well, some would say, well, you know, I love some of the music. But I know this. God has given us a heart to bring kingdom gold. You say, what is kingdom gold? I believe it is to be the best, the most God-honoring, and the most worshipful, powerful, anointed music that there has been in recent years. And with the help of God, we will continue to add those kinds of songs, and we will continue to bring those to you. With that kind of vision and a heart to see every person in our nation brought to Jesus Christ. You ask me, what is your vision, Jonathan? My vision is to see every person under the sound of our voice come to a personal knowledge of Jesus Christ and understand the Lordship and the wonderful life that God has given. Join us this morning. The number again is 888-221-8990. We're going to go back to a song here at this time, and the song is entitled Jesus, Friend of Sinners.
We're against when we judge the wounded. What if we put down our signs, crossed over the lines and love like you did? Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointing fingers. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Help us reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, break our hearts for what breaks yours. You love every lost cause. You reach for the outcast. Oh, for the leper and the lame. They're the reason that you came. Lord, I was that lost cause. And I was the outcast. But you died for sinners just like me. A grateful leper. Cause you are good, you are good, and your love endures forever. You are good, you are good, and your love endures forever.
Jesus, friend of sinners.